give you glory, Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy of our praise. You are good. You are kind. Thank you for the second day in the month of May 2026. We exalt and appreciate you. I shout with joy to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. I worship the Lord with gladness. I come before him with joy. I acknowledge him because he is God. He is the one who made us and he is our God. He will continue to be our God. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We enter your gate with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we enter your courts with praise. We give thanks to you, we praise your name, for you are good, for your unfailing love continues in our life, and we'll continue to enjoy your love, your unfailing love, and your love is from generation to generation. We bless you for your faithfulness. We thank you because we will not walk out of your love for our lives. We bless you because you are the reason we are living. You are the reason we are breathing. You are the reason for everything we call life. We exalt and appreciate you. We exalt you. We say thank you for everything. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you because of what you will continue to do. We thank you because in you, we will enjoy and we will achieve our purpose on earth. We will make impact to the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Saturday, the second day in the month of May 2026. I want you to make this word of declarations with me. I am not and I will not be a dysfunctional person. I carry the light and the power of God within me. Nothing good dies in my hand, in the name of Jesus Christ. I am the expression of God. I express God in all I do. I receive strength to continue to express God in the name of Jesus Christ. In all my endeavors, the Spirit of grace enables me, strengthens me, to power me to become what God has designed me to be, to do what he has told me to do in the name of Jesus Christ. I rule over every fears. I rule over every worries and anxieties. The shackles and the grip restricting my life is broken in the name of Jesus Christ, because I carry the anointing of the Lord upon my life. I am graced by the Lord Most High to do great and mighty things in Jesus' name. I break forth on all sides because I am the expression of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my reality in the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke is broken over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I am free in the name of Jesus Christ. I am free indeed in Jesus' name. I walk in the reality of my freedom because my God has freed me from the power of sin and death in the name of Jesus Christ. I am free. My reality is light, and I begin to express the light of God in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Want to appreciate God for the month of May, and the anchor scripture we are using in this month of May is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 28. It says, "Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depth of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strengthens the powerless. Even the youths will become weak and tired. The young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Amen. As we go into the study of waiting on the Lord will open our eyes, give us understanding to help us, to enrich us, to know what he wants us to know in Jesus' name. I want us to know that to wait is an action, and that is what is needed for every child of God. Even apart from a child of God, we need to wait in the journey of our life. The journey is not a journey that you just It's a journey of waiting. It's a journey that needs to wait and pause for some time to get alignment, to understand how the journey is going to be. So, waiting is an action. It is needed for every child of God, because in this kingdom, we are not ruled by five senses, but God. Wait is a delay in movement or an action until the arrival of occurrence of something. Waiting is a place of building weight and capacity. It is not a place of punishment. I want to start like this. I want us to picture a concert where we have paid for and we are waiting for our favorite artists. You are in a concert and your favorite artist is performing. You've got your tickets. Let's say you've got your VIP section in the front row and your name is on the list. But when you got to the door, the security said, "Not yet, please wait in this room." You looked around in this room. The room you were told to wait is empty. No music, no crowd, no cheer. Just a window and a clock that seems stuck. Everyone else is shouting and screaming and reacting to the performance of the artist. And you are just inside the room waiting for the security to give you the opportunity to get in. You have your ticket at hand. You have your promise in your pocket, but nothing is happening because you've not been given the opportunity to go in. Security has not opened the door for you to have your way through. That is how waiting on God feels like. When you have everything you've got, but you've not been given the access to get there. You know you are called. You know your promise is real, but the door hasn't opened yet unto you. Everywhere is just quiet. It looks hopeless. It seems there is no way out. It's hard. And you're asking God, why? God, have you forgotten me? Have you forgotten my name? Is it my sin? A lot of questions come into your heart. That room is called the waiting room of faith. And in the Bible, we have a lot of people that sat in this waiting room. They sat in that room to build strength and capacity, to build weight before the Lord released them. I want us to know that waiting is not a punishment. Waiting is a place of preparation. In the scripture, waiting is never a dead time. It's a developing time. It's a time where God develops us, where God forges us through a lot of things to bring out the best out of us. Let us look at the life of Joseph. In Genesis 37 to 50, he got the ticket. God opened his eye at age 17. He knew what God wants for his life. God gave him the picture at age 17. But he waited in this room for 13 years. Is it easy to wait for 13 years? Depending on the weight the life of a person carries, our waiting room differs. Some might look, according to human calculation, it might look shorter, and some might look farther depending on the weight upon you. So Joseph waited for 13 years, but God wasn't late. God was using that 13 years to prepare a prime minister in the secret place who could save a nation. In Psalm 105 verse 19, it says, "Until the time came to fulfill his dream, the Lord tested Joseph's character." So a time of waiting is a time of testing. It's a time where God reshapes our character. But I must tell you, it is not always easy. God wants the best. He wants the person that wants to carry that glory, that purpose, to be refined, to be forged, so that the person will not become a dysfunctional person when the person gets there. Look at the life of David. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, he was anointed as a teenager. He had already gotten the ticket as a teenager, but he waited in this waiting room for 15 years, running in cave. He was not waiting in enjoyment. He was running in cave in confusion. He wasn't even settled because Saul was after his life for 15 good years. But God wasn't slow. God was forging a man after his own heart. God was preparing him. He was preparing him to be able to carry the crown without the crown carrying him, without him misbehaving. If you look at the life of Anna, we have a lot of them in the Bible. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, she had a ticket. She already had the ticket to carry a child of promise. But that child of promise was taking time to come. She was being mocked. She faced a lot of persecutions, a lot of mockery, years of tears, weeping, hopelessness. But God wasn't ignoring her. God was betting Samuel to come out at the right time to do that which God has called him. God was preparing a prophet to anoint kings for his glory, because at that time they didn't have king. And God knew that the children of Israel would demand for kings. And God was preparing Samuel. He was preparing Samuel to anoint the king. Because if he doesn't know the actual king to anoint, he will make mistake. And when there is error, it becomes a problem. Even our Lord Jesus Christ waited for 30 years before his year of ministry. Luke chapter 3 verse 23. I want you to know something, that God doesn't rush. God doesn't rush. He refines people to become the best he wants them to be. So what is waiting? Waiting in God's language. Waiting in God's language means to bind together, twisting every weak strand in us into a rope, into a strong rope. And that is why he said, those that wait upon the Lord, it's a choice. Those that wait upon the Lord, in our process of waiting, he renew our strength to give us weight and capacity, to make us what he wants us to forge us, to make us pass through fire, crush us, so that we can become the taste he wants us to be. Those that wait upon the Lord, He will renew their strength. Those who are bound in the Lord, those who are twisted together in the Lord, they get renewal of strength. They become what God wants them to be. If you can look at the scriptures, let's look at the people that went through waiting period. It was not a time for play. It was not a time for enjoyment. It was a time of forging. It was a time that was not easy to human flesh. God had to crush that flesh so that the flesh should be able to depend on the will of God for Israel life. So wait, your waiting is not in vain. Your waiting on the Lord can never be in vain, in as much as it is God. Let's learn to wait on the Lord until we are strong enough to carry that promise that He has given to us. Anyone that refuses to wait on the Lord will become dysfunctional because the person is not ready to carry that weight. The weight of who God is, nobody knows it, but when He drops a measure on us, He wants us to carry that expression to the fullest. He doesn't want us to fail Him. He wants us to be like Jesus. He came, He conquered, He died on the cross, and He gave us victory. And since we are the expressions of God, because we have given our life to Jesus, we need to go through that place of forging. My dear, it's not easy, I must tell you. So I wanted you to know that your waiting room isn't a proof that God has forgotten you. It can be lonely at times. It can be tiring, can be exhausting. But we need it to become who God wants us to be. And as we prepare ourselves in the journey of our waiting, I pray that the Lord will help us to take the choice to wait on God. Even when it's tiring, the Lord will renew our strength. The Lord will give us capacity to take that choice to wait on the Lord until we are forged to become that which He wants us to be, until we are strong enough to carry that promise over our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, strength of the Lord keeps us moving in Jesus' name. We will not fall by the wayside. A lot of people fail, but we receive strength because we have made the choice to wait. We will be forged. We will become who God wants us to become, and we will continually become the expressions of who God has called us to be in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. I want to remind us that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Let's prepare. Let's walk our way. Let's make that choice to follow Him, to become an expression of Him on earth. We will make it to our eternal rest in Jesus' name. We will not fail God because it is in His strength that we become who we are, and His grace will keep us moving till the end in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.